Few people today have heard of Bertha von Suttner, the Prague-born writer and activist whose message of peace stirred great powers to action. However, her thoughts live on in today's international organizations, such as the EU or the Permanent Court of Arbitration, while her dreams of ending military conflicts through disarmament continue to be pursued by parliamentarians and civil society groups across the globe. Tom McEncrow has the story.
The year was 1899, and more than 100 diplomats and foreign dignitaries gathered in the Dutch city of The Hague. Their mission was to discuss a future framework pertaining to war and war crimes in international law, following a proposal for such a conference by Tsar Nicholas II of Russia. Legend has it that he was moved to propose the international gathering after he read the book of a Bohemian aristocrat, Bertha von Suttner. While this seems unlikely, it is true that Bertha von Suttner's novel, Lay Down Your Arms, had been met with great acclaim since it was published in 1889. Nicholas II's compatriot, Leo Tolstoy, likened it to Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and he said that he hoped Suttner's book would lead to the end of war, as Stopes had helped end slavery. In the preceding decade, Bertha von Suttner had become one of the international peace movement's leading international figures and was herself attending the Hague Convention as a private lobbyist and the leader of the international peace movement. Dr. Peter van den Dungen, who heads the Bertha von Suttner Peace Institute in The Hague, says that she left a lasting impression there, despite not being sent with an official mandate.
She came as a leader of the international peace movement. She was the only woman allowed to be there in the public gallery during the opening of the conference. She established her own salon in The Hague. And given her background, you know, she became from the aristocracy and so on, she was well connected, she knew how to deal sort of with diplomats and so on. So she was very important. And we have the diaries, the published diaries of many of those diplomats who were ambassadors and so on, to show that really she made a difference. And behind the scenes, you know, she promoted as much as she could the aims of the conference.
Ultimately, the convention's main goal to stop the arms race was unsuccessful. However, it did create organisations such as the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague, which exists until today and expanded upon the rules of war laid down in the Geneva Convention. Bertha von Suttner would live to see another gathering in The Hague 8 years later. Although less successful than many had hoped, it did bring further detail in the rules of maritime warfare. The Hague Conventions were a step in the right direction, but they did not do enough to prevent the onset of war in 1914. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate from 1905 died at the age of 71 in 1914, just a week before the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo. But von Suttner was thus spared the horror that would unfold in Europe for the next 4 years. However, the vision that she set out left a lasting legacy, says Dr. van den Dungen.
We see already in the First World War kind of new peace movements emerging, and of course she had been pleading for a kind of a European Union. So what we see already during the First World War is kind of plans for preventing future wars, and since sort of wars had been taking place, especially in Europe, for kind of also European unification. So we see in Austria a Count Kudinoven Kaleri, a pan-Europeanism. So we see the establishment of the League of Nations, which is the first kind of, universal is a big word because we are still dealing with empires and so on, but the first world organization for peace. We see the emergence of war resistors in the First World War. We see the International Fellowship of Reconciliation. So we see a new set of peace organizations emerging. So to what extent her ideas and her activism and so on influenced the peace movement after the First World War, as I said, that's a little bit kind of tricky, but certainly I think there are these connections, and the ideas about the European Union and so on and so forth, of course, continued.
to remind the public of Bertha von Suttner's visionary work and her contribution to the international peace movement, a special conference was held in Prague this week, organised by the Prague Vision Institute for Sustainable Security. Kristina Chyňavová, who was in charge of the conference's communications, says that Bertha von Suttner's influential 1889 novel has also been republished alongside the conference.
We decided to hold this conference because we felt like Bertha von Suttner was very much forgotten here in the Czech Republic, where she was born. And we, as mostly women in our organization, feel like other women need to be encouraged to work in the field of peace, because statistically it's proven that when there are women present, it very much helps to create actually sustainable peace in, you know, certain areas. So there's been a big research done on that. Also, there's the significant work of Bertha von Suttner, the book we have just translated, Lay Down Your Arms. It's been translated to Czech about 100 years ago, so it's not readable anymore. And we thought that it would be worth it to have it back in the libraries and bookshops, so because it's a very well-written novel.
Bertha von Suttner was also an important force in helping establish an international movement of parliamentarians working towards disarmament. Among those attending the conference were the representatives of one such influential international group, the Parliamentarians for Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament, also known as the PNND. New Zealander Aileen Ware is the organisation's global coordinator.
This issue, nuclear disarmament, it's a very political issue. It's got to do with perceptions of security, whether we're safe, and how we can achieve peace. In order to build that, we need to have the involvement of civil society, of parliamentarians and governments. And I'm working primarily with the parliamentarians. They're supposed to be the voice of civil society, and they can take forward policy to help us move to a safer world where we can be secure without relying on the threat of nuclear weapons.
Mr. Ware agreed to visit Czech Radio to offer details on how disarmament efforts are progressing in today's world. I began by asking him what sort of means MPs actually possess that can be used to stop the spread of such weapons.
So in the nuclear armed states, for example, there are possibilities for the parliamentarians to say no to weapon systems that the administration may be pushing for. So I'll say the United States as an example. The Trump administration is pushing for a new nuclear-tipped cruise missile, which would have been prohibited under the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which the US has just withdrawn from. So our Congress members there are saying we shouldn't develop that new nuclear weapon system. We don't need it for our security. It would just prompt a new arms race with Russia. So that's one example. They can say we won't fund it. So that's what they can do in the nuclear armed states. In the non-nuclear states, they can push forward ideas of, like, let's establish a regional nuclear weapon-free zone where we ensure we don't have nuclear weapons in the region. And so we already have nuclear weapon-free zones in most of the Southern Hemisphere, in Central Asia, and proposals for one in the Middle East, and also a proposal for one in Europe.
How do you think Bertha von Suttner would view the introduction of the massively destructive element of nuclear weapons into the equation? I mean, does the threat of mutually assured destruction actually make such weapons beneficial towards ensuring peace, perhaps?
It's actually a very interesting question, because she had dialogues with Alfred Nobel about this, and they had quite an intellectual relationship. In fact, it was through their relationship that Alfred Nobel established the Peace Prize. Now, he was an industrialist building dynamite that was being used in the war, and he had the opinion back then that when he first created this material that was so destructive, he thought that would be an end to war. He thought that the destruction of dynamite itself was so bad. And yet, look at what happened in the First World War and the Second World War. The destruction was horrible. They also thought, at that time, there was a conversation between them, that perhaps if there was a weapon that could be even more destructive, the shock of that would prevent war. But then Bertha von Suttner realised, no, that's not it. If you have that fear, if you have that animosity between people, then you could end up in war even if you had a horrific weapon system, as we saw with the First and Second World War, which she predicted was going to happen unless there was disarmament. So she shifted from the idea that a huge weapon could prevent war to, no, we have to have demilitarization and disarmament and build up the legal systems, political systems for resolving disputes.
What is the PNND focusing on most right now and in the sort of next 5 years, one could say? Are there any specific regions that you're focusing on, for example, or some sort of policies?
So three. Iran, we want to make sure that the fact that the United States has withdrawn from this nuclear non-proliferation deal, a deal that was preventing Iran from getting nuclear weapons, we want to make sure that because the US has left, that it doesn't derail the deal and that Iran sticks with their agreements to not produce uranium. That would be, you know, a possibility of contributing to a nuclear bomb, that they keep the inspections there, and that Europe honors their side of the agreement, which is to start trade again with Iran. You know, that's the idea. So we're working on that. We're working on Northeast Asia, the North Korean situation. Our next assembly will be in Seoul, in Korea. We'll be bringing parliamentarians together to support a diplomatic and peace process. And with the Russia-US, we're working on making sure that they don't develop new nuclear weapon systems and that they adopt no first use policies that they won't start a nuclear war. To make sure that we know they're not going to get rid of their nuclear weapons tomorrow. But if we can step back from the brink where we are at the moment and we'll be a little safer and then negotiate the elimination of nuclear weapons over time.